Ramachandra Puri is cursed by his guru. And then after that, the next story is Ishwar Puri blessed by his guru. So we'll hear what not to do, and then we'll hear what to do. Of course, Ramachandra Puri is an eternal associate of the Lord, although he's playing this particular part of being seemingly like the bad guy. And in Krishna Leela, he also has a very interesting part to play in Krishna Leela. Does anyone know the identity of Ramachandra Puri? In Gaur Leela, they're males, male form, usually Brahmins or sannyasis. And in Krishna Leela, usually they're sakis or manjaris. Or they can also be coward boys also. Dwadasa Gopal. Like Goridas Pandit. Goridas Pandit is a Pandit Brahmin in Gaur Leela, but in Krishna Leela he's Subal Sakha, I believe. He's Krishna's very dear boyfriend, Subal Sakha. He's a Vaishya, coward boy, Gwal. So Ramchandra Puri in Krishna Leela is the famous Jatila Gopi. Jatila is the famous or infamous mother-in-law of Srimati Radharani. So she doesn't. if you go to the temple in Yavatgram, which is near Nandagam, Yavatgram, there's a small village there, nice village. Brijvasi's there. And they have one temple of Radha and Krishna there. And I think it's Radha Yavat Bihari or something like that. It's a deity. A very beautiful deity of Radharani and Krishna there in the temple. The temple's been worshipped for hundreds of years and the place has been revealed for thousands of years. But off to the side, and you see the deity, not part of the deity room, but the side, there's some, off the deity room, there's some little closet. It's all dark and dingy and there's no lights in there and lots of cobwebs. And there's three figures there made out of like straw or something, like dioramas. And they're all kind of beat up and worn out and not painted very well. And then you open that door and then there's this one old lady in there. There's one younger lady and then there's one like man. And the lady is painted black. She's like black-faced. And then I think the daughter may be black and maybe she's a little fair, I don't know. And then the son's black. And then you say to the Pachari, who are these? And they're all neglected. They have no crowns and clothes are all tattered and old. So that's Jatila. That's Radharani's mother-in-law. Jatila and her daughter Kutila and her son Abhimanyu, Ayan Ghosh, as they say in Bengali, the so-called husband of Radharani, Abhimanyu. So they're kept in the closet over there. And that's kind of how they're considered in Leela. They're not too much appreciated. Even in our material dealings, the mother-in-law is not really highly regarded, at least by the wife, let's say. Of course, the son, he has mother is God. In Indian families, mother is God, and whatever she says is gospel. But at least in Radharani's family, it's not so much like that. But it's pretty much universally acclaimed that wives don't so much get along with or like mother-in-laws. It seems to be a universal phenomenon. I don't know about universe, but at least we can say earth planet. Earthly phenomenon. From France to China to Japan to Australia, New Zealand, and South America. Yes? So this is the story of Ramchandra Puri cursed by his guru. So you should hear this very attentively so we don't become cursed by our guru. And a word to the wise is sufficient, as they say. So this is Ramachandra Puri cursed by his guru. This is Antya Leela chapter 8. Whole chapter is titled Ramachandra Puri Criticizes the Lord. But before he worked his way up to criticizing the Lord, he criticized his guru. Like sometimes children, they start stealing candy bars from the candy store. And then they grow up and they start robbing banks. So the tendency to steal should be checked, nipped in the bud, as they say. It should be checked right in the beginning. So he has a critical mind. So he directed it towards the Vaishnavas. But he couldn't check himself, so that critical mind took him away, and he also criticized the Lord. And that's not a very good idea. So this is text, the story runs from text 17 to 27. Ete sobhava tanra agraha kariya piche ninda karyage bahuta kao yana. One of the sobhav, one of the characteristics of Ramachandra Puri, something that he liked to do, first he would induce someone to eat more than necessary, then he would criticize him. So he liked to buy a bunch of Mahaprasad, big Mahaprasad, and he would give it to some devotees. Look, I bought this Mahaprasad for you, please eat. And he would give them five men's Mahaprasad. And then the person would feel, oh, he brought this Mahaprasad, I should honor this Mahaprasad, I shouldn't make offense. I shouldn't waste it or throw it away. So he would, that devotee receiving that gift of Mahaprasad, he would eat all that Mahaprasad. And then Ramchandra Puri would say, oh, what is this? You're supposed to be a Gaudiya Vaishnava, a follower of Lord Chaitanya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Where is your Vairagya? You look like a bogey. You just ate five man's portions of food. What is this? He started criticizing. So a very interesting personality, Ramchandra Puri. Purve jabe Madhavendra karena antardhan Ramachandra Puri tabe aila tanrastan. Formerly, when the spiritual master of Ramachandra Puri, who was named Madhavendra Puri, he was at the last stage of his life, Ramachandra Puri came there to render some service to his guru in the last days of his guru's life. Puri Gosai Kari Krishna Nam Sankirtan Mathura Napayano Bali Karina Krandan. At the end of his life, the great devotee Madhavendra Puri was chanting Krishna's name, Krishna Nam Sankirtan. And sometimes he would cry out, oh my Lord, I did not get shelter at Mathura. Mathura na payanu. So there's a great mood of viraha prem, great love. He's feeling intense separation from Mathurana, the Lord of Mathura. Ramachandra puritabe upadeshe tanre shishyahana guru ke kahi bhayanahi kari. Ramchandra Puri, his shishya, was so foolish that he fearlessly dared to instruct or give upadesh to his dying spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri. He said, to me, Purna Brahmananda, Karaha Smaran, Brahmavitahana Kene, Karaha Rodan. Ramchandra Puri said, if you are full of transcendental bliss, Purna Brahmananda, you should only remember Brahman. Why are you crying? Why are you showing some feelings? There's no feelings in Brahman. It's just eternal slumber. There's no crying. There's no laughing. There's no exchanges. There's no variety. It's all one. It's no duality. Nothing. No change there. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Brahmabhuta prasanatman asochati nakankshati samasarvesha bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate brahm. A Brahman realized person is always happy, Brahmananda. Nasochati nakankshati. He doesn't lament, he doesn't hanker or aspire for anything. Not understanding why his guru, Madhavendra Puri, was crying, Ramachandra Puri foolishly tried to become his guru's advisor. Thus, the disciple committed a great offense. For a disciple should never try to instruct his spiritual master. Shuni Madhavendra Mane Krodha Upajila Dora Dora Papishta Pali Bartsana Karila. Hearing this instruction, the guru Madhavendra Puri became greatly angry and he rebuked his disciple, saying, get out! Out! You sinful rascal. Dure dure papishta. Right? You're nishta and pap. Nisht. You're nishta and pap. Papishta. You're the condensed sin. Nishta means condensed, concentrated, steady. You know, concentrated sin personified. Get out from here. Dure, dure means go a long way. Dura, dura, dura. Dura, dura, papishta, bali, bartsana karila. So he chastised him. Prabhupada's purport. Ramachandra Puri could not understand that his spiritual master was feeling transcendental separation from the Lord of his life, Madhavendra Puri, Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra. It's very difficult to understand the heart and mind of a Vaishnava, even for the disciple. He cannot understand his guru. So Madhavendra Puri, he was leaving his body, so when one leaves his body, certainly a devotee is not thinking of Brahman. A devotee is joyful, prasanatma. He's very joyful throughout his life. But at the end of life, he may feel, or even before, intense separation from his Lord. Very painful separation. So he's crying out, "Oh my Lord, oh my Lord, when will I see you? When will I be with you?" So that was his mood. So the disciple didn't understand it. "Oh look, you know, you should just be cool, be happy, be in bliss, Brahmananda." Ramachandra Puri, you can understand. His guru's lamentation was not material. It proceeded from the highest stage of ecstatic love of Krishna. When his guru was crying in separation, he was crying, "I could not achieve my Lord Krishna. I could not reach Mathura." This was not ordinary material lamentation. Because often when someone dies, they lament, "Oh, my son, I couldn't finish the factory. Oh, I wanted to do this. Oh, please, you carry on. I wanted to do this. I had so many plans and schemes to complete in this world, and now death has taken me away." And he's lamenting. So Ramachandra falsely read the signals and thought, "Oh, this is similar lamentation. He's a sannyasi. He should be merged in the transcendence. Why is he showing sentiments and breaking down and crying like an ordinary materialistic people? And they cry and wail, and many times when they leave their body, they feel so frustrated and so fearful and so much lamenting that they weren't able to do the things they had to do. Oh God, why are you taking me away? I had this to do and that to do. I had to marry my daughter and put my children through. I wanted to see my child's first son." And all these kind of things they cry and lament about due to material attachment and ignorance and illusion. It runs very deep, especially at death. So he's mistaking that his guru is in some type of material lamentation or hankering, because he's crying and calling out for Mathura. He's thinking, "Oh, what is this? He still has a desire to go visit Mathura and Taj Mahal or something? He wants to go to Mathura and then go on to the Taj Mahal." You know, he's thinking, hey, Guruji, fix your mind on Brahman. What is this, Mathura? This is some place in the material world. Mathura, Agra, Goa, what is this? So he doesn't understand. It's Mathura, it's a holy dham, it's a spiritual world. Lord, it's a mixture of Aishwarya and Samadriya. Krishna's there, and Mathura is Vasudeva Krishna in his perfect, in his more perfect form. Purnatara Bhagavan. Mathuranath is Purnatara Bhagavan. Dwarkanath is Purna Bhagavan. And Vrindavanath is Purnatam Bhagavan. Ramachandra Puri was not sufficiently expert, although he was also a sannyasi. He was a Puri. He was a sannyasi. His guru was a sannyasi. He was a vairagi. His guru was a vairagi. But he didn't understand the heart of his guru, because his guru's heart was full of love, full of braja prem, matura prem, for Mathuranath. Aye dina dayar not dehe, matura ka. He's at prayer that Radharani was crying when Krishna left for Mathura. He's, "Oh, now you've gone off, now you're Mathuranath, you're no longer the Radhanath. You were Radhanath, now you become Mathuranath. And we're burning in the fire of separation from you. Your beloveds, Ayudina, were so fallen." So he recited this prayer, Madhavendra Puri, in the mood of Radharani, Radharani's bhav. So the guru's heart was full of braja prem, matura prem, and separation, identifying with Radha's feelings, and the disciple's heart is full of envy of the Vaishnavas and trying to criticize them. So obviously, unless you're on the same vibratory level, you can't understand the vibration of someone else. Just like if you're a dog, you can hear a dog whistle. If you're not a dog, you can't hear it. It's a type of whistle, you blow it. You can't hear it, 60,000 decibels per second. It vibrates like this, but our ears can't go beyond 20,000, if they can even do that. As you get older, they get less discriminative. So you go, and the dog goes, oh, oh, oh. The dog starts jumping and running when you blow the dog whistle. You can't hear it. It's imperceptible. So the disciple could not, he was not on this love vibration. He was not on this vibration of his guru's love. He was very much materialistically influenced by envy and the lower vibrations of material consciousness. So he could not perceive the aprakriti bhava of his guru, the transcendental emotions of his guru. So that was his problem. He was not sufficiently expert to understand the feelings of Madhavendrapuri. Nevertheless, he thought himself very advanced. Therefore, regarding Madhavendrapuri's expression, he thought that Madhavendrapuri's divine expressions were ordinary material lamentation. So then he advised him to remember Brahman, because latently he, Ramchandrapuri, was basically an impersonalist. So he said, I'm a sannyasi, he's a sannyasi, he's my guru, I'm basically a mayavadi. What's this? He should be meditating on Brahman. What's this, Maturanath? Madhavendrapuri understood Ramachandrapuri's position as a great fool, and therefore he immediately rebuked him. Such a reprimand from the spiritual master is certainly for the benefit of the disciple. So when the guru is not interested in the money of his disciple or any self-aggrandizement from the disciple, then he can tell it like it is and benefit the disciple, the rod of chastisement. So that was his blessing. He said, you're fools, go out from here. Krishna payanu napayanu matura apana duke maran edite arla jwala. This is Krishna's, Kaviraj's phrasing of the actual prayer that he was reciting. Was a prayer that was spoken by Radharani. Aidina diyardranatahe maturanata kadava lokyase ridiyam twat aloka kataram dayata brahmyati kim karomyaham. O my Lord Krishna, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, Maturanath, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart, Ridiyam Kataram, has become unsteady. O most beloved one, Dayata, what shall I do now? Kim Karomi, Karomi Aham, what shall I do? And in Bengali it becomes Krishna Napayanu, Napayanu Matura, Apana Duke Maron, Editi Oila Jwala. O my Lord Krishna, I could not reach you, nor could I reach your abode, Mathura. I am dying in my unhappiness, and now this rascal has come to give me more pain. Well, that's a little different. Mora mukanad dekhabe tui, chau chati tati. Tori deki maile mora habe asad gati. Don't show your face to me. Go anywhere you like. If I die seeing your face, I do not know what destination I will achieve in my life. Krishna payanu muni marana panara duke more brahma padeshe chara murke. I am dying without achieving the shelter of Krishna, and therefore I am greatly unhappy. Now this condemned foolish rascal has come to instruct me about Brahman. Spiritual master is quite excited. Krishna's Kaviraj explains, AJ Sri Madhavendra Shripad Upeksha Karila Se Aparadianhar Vasana Janmila. Ramchandrapuri was thus denounced by his guru Madhavendrapuri Due to this Guru Aparad, gradually material desire appeared within the heart of Ramchandrapuri. And this is how it works everywhere. Se aparadi anhara vasana janmila. The vasana, the rising of material desires. So this word vasana, material desires, refers to dry speculative knowledge. There's such different statements here about that one may be liberated, but if they offend a devotee, then they'll get this contamination will come in their heart. Bhakti Sandarbha says, Jivan mukta apipunar janti samsara vasanam yad yachintya mahashakto bhagavat yaparadina. Even though one is liberated in this life, Jivan mukta, he's living in this body, but he's absorbed in the Supreme. If one offends God, he falls down in the midst of material desires, of which dry speculation about spiritual realization is one. And Lagu Toshini commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32, Jiva Goswami says, Jivan mukta apipunar bandhanam jyanti karma bi yad yachintya mahashakto bhagavat yaparadina. Even if one is liberated in this life, he becomes addicted to material desires because of offenses to God. A similar quote is from one of the Puranas, Vishnu Bhakti Chandrodaya. Jiva mukta prapadyante kvachit samsaravasanam yogino na vilipyante karma bira bhagavat paraha. Even liberated souls sometimes fall down to material desires, but those who fully engage in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not affected by such desires. So, these are references from authoritative revealed scriptures. If one becomes an offender to his spiritual master or to God, he falls down to the material platform. And then, last verse in this section here. Shukshma Brahma Jnani Nahi Krishna Sambandha Sarvaloka Ninda Kari Nindate Nirbandha. One who is attached to dry speculative knowledge has no relationship with Krishna. His occupation is criticizing Vaishnavas. Thus he is situated in criticism. Purport. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says the word, which is in this verse, Sarvaloka Ninda Kari. Shukshma Brahma Jnani Nahi Krishna Sambandha. So an offender, he no longer has a sambandha, relationship with Krishna. He loses his relationship with Krishna. Nahi Krishna Sambandha. We say sambandha avideya prayojan. So guru, by diksha and shiksha, he establishes sambandha with Krishna, relationship. But if one offends guru, then that relationship can be broken. Shukshma Brahma Jnani. He becomes shukshma, shushka. Dry, Brahma Jnani, impersonalist. He becomes an impersonalist. He severs his relationship with Krishna. Then what happens? Sarvaloka Nindakari. He starts offending everybody. He becomes Sarvaloka. Everybody, all the persons, he starts criticizing and offending them. Nindate Nirbandha. His Nirbandha. He becomes completely fixed in offense, in offending everyone. He becomes a chari of offenses, an embodiment of misbehavior. Bhaktisiddhanta says that Nirbandha indicates that Ramachandrapuri had a steady desire to criticize others. Mayavadis have no relationship with Krishna. They cannot take up to bhakti. They simply engage in material arguments to understand Brahman. They regard Krishna Bhakti as karmakanda. To them, bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, is only another means for attaining dharma, art, kama, and moksha. Therefore, they criticize the bhaktas as engaging in material activities. They think that Krishna Bhakti is maya, and that Krishna or Vishnu is also maya. Therefore, they're called mayavadis. Such a mentality awakens in a person who is an offender to Krishna and his devotees. So if one becomes an offender, he will no longer accept the existence of Krishna And he'll think that bhakti is just maya and Vishnu is just maya. This is the bitter fruit that one tastes by becoming absorbed in an offensive mentality. So tomorrow we'll read a story about Ishwarpuri blessed by his guru.